From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, this is the Eye in the Sky forecast. A much welcome break from wet weather came yesterday. While the region saw mostly sunny skies, a northerly breeze kept temperatures cool and comfortable. The region woke up this morning to some mild temperatures due to warm and moist southerly air moving into the region. Highs today will be right around average for the end of May and in the 70s. The break in dry weather will be short-lived as it ends throughout the afternoon today. A low-pressure system quickly moves through southern Quebec this afternoon and overnight. This brings rain showers to western parts of the region around mid-afternoon. Rain showers then move east into the rest of the region in the late afternoon and evening hours. Warm and moist southerly air brings a chance to see thunderstorms in parts of the region this afternoon. A defined line of thunderstorms has moved east into the Finger Lakes region of New York and would continue to propagate into eastern New York. By mid-afternoon, thunderstorm activity will be seen over northern New York and then move into the Champlain Valley. These parts of the region have the highest potential to see strong to severe thunderstorms. Thunderstorms will include brief heavy downpours, gusty winds, and cloud-to-ground lightning. There's also a slight chance to see some small hail with these storms, but large hail is not expected. The timing of these storms will be in the mid-afternoon and into the evening hours. Areas east of the Champlain Valley will see rain showers from this disturbance starting in the late afternoon. There still is a chance to see a few thunderstorms mix in with rain showers throughout the evening over parts of Vermont outside of the Champlain Valley. The threat of flash flooding is minimal, but due to persistent rounds of rain and wet soil conditions, flooding could pop up during heavy downpours. Rain showers move out of the region quickly, with only a few lingering rain showers over northern areas being seen tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, the region becomes influenced by cooler northerly air, therefore highs tomorrow will be a few degrees below normal and in the upper 50s to mid-60s. Skies will become partly cloudy throughout the day, with southern areas having the best chance to see sun. The holiday weekend is looking pleasant, although there will be a few rounds of rain showers. Not one particular day looks to be a total washout, but the weather pattern stays active and transient. This is because the region will be located just north of a ridge of a high pressure that has been camping out over the south. After today's and this evening's disturbance, conditions remain dry until late in the day on Saturday. Rain showers move into the region, but exit by early Sunday morning. Most of Sunday looks dry, with the exception of a stray passing rain shower. Rain showers make a return late in the day Sunday and overnight. These showers exit the region quickly, and if you have any Memorial Day parade plans, it currently looks like you'll be able to leave your rain jacket at home. Another quick round of scattered rain showers comes Monday night into Tuesday morning. While conditions will not be completely dry over the holiday weekend, temperatures will be right around normal, if not a few degrees above normal. Highs will be in the lower to mid-70s throughout the whole weekend. Some upper 60s will be found as well. In the forecast details, today, most of the partly cloudy, rain showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon over New York and in the Champlain Valley, then moving east. A few storms could be severe and include gusty winds, cloud-to-ground lightning, heavy downpours, and small hail. Highs today will be in the lower to mid-70s, south winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour, stronger gusts in the Champlain Valley west. Tonight, cloudy with rain showers and thunderstorms during the evening, especially in the Champlain Valley and over northern New York, mild with lows in the upper 40s to mid-50s, south winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tomorrow, scattered morning rain showers north, giving way to partly cloudy skies, more sun south, cool with highs in the upper 50s to mid-60s, north winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour, gusting to 30 miles an hour. Friday night, partly cloudy, but becoming mostly clear, lows ranging through the 40s, northwest winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour, and looking at Saturday, partly cloudy skies becoming cloudy with a rising chance of rain showers later in the day, highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s, south winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. I am meteorologist Chris Kurdak with an Eye on the Sky.